Hello and welcome everybody to today's webinar. My name is Ashish Bhatia. I'm a senior program manager in the Azure Machine Learning team. I'll be hosting this webinar for today. Remember, this is an ongoing series that we host every other Tuesday. Before going on to the webinar, let me quickly run through the format of the webinar today. This is a 1 hour long session. We'll have 40 minutes of demo and presentation, 15 minutes of Q&A. The session will be recorded, and we'll have the slide set and the on-demand link go out live after the session. There'll be a follow-up mail which will kind of give you the recordings and the slideware after the session. The topic for today is creating text analytics solutions using Azure Machine Learning templates. Microsoft team recently announced three templates that we have put into the Azure Machine Learning gallery. They're on fraud detection, text classification, and retail forecasting. Today we are going to discuss text classification. And we have two guest speakers with us. We have Shinwei, who is a senior data scientist in the Azure Machine Learning team. He has been pioneer in the templates. He's kind of led this through the front and has been kind of force behind these templates. He has deep industrial experience in fraud detection and himself is the author for the fraud detection template. We also have Mohammed, who is a senior data scientist in the Azure Machine Learning team. He has worked for 3 years as researcher in the Cairo Labs. Before joining the Azure Machine Learning team, he has a doctorate degree in machine learning from Ulm University, and he has deep interest in natural language processing. Mohammed also is the author of the text classification template himself. So without much ado, I have just a couple of poll questions which will help our speakers understand who is with us today from the audience side. So please take a while to answer these questions. I'll wait for a few seconds. Thanks for answering that question. Moving on to the next poll question. Thanks again. And over to you, Shinwei.
Sorry, I did. Yep, okay. So I'm going to give brief introduction to Azure ML templates. So the purpose of these machine learning templates is to give best practices of solving a particular machine learning problem in a specific domain. So typically, these templates will have a data schema applicable to the specific domain, such as text classification, the fraud detection, and the other template that we mentioned about. So basically, this has a data schema, a common set of applicable to this specific domain, and has typically a specific data processing, feature engineering techniques that are applied to this domain. And it also has the better feed training algorithms for this domain. And sometimes it may have specific evaluation metrics for that problem, such as the fraud detection problem. This template is a collection of pre-configured Azure ML modules, as well as R scripts that enable this end-to-end solution for this particular domain. So this gives the user the capability to train such a model to install this type of solution very easily, very quickly, with their own custom data, and with minimal adjustment of the parameters. So this provides a very high starting point for data scientists to build a machine learning solution for these type of problems. Next slide. So typically, the machine learning solution will consist this number of steps, from data aggregation to data processing, feature engineering, model training, and evaluation. In the end, once we are satisfied with the model performance, we deploy that into production. Here in Azure ML, we are deploying that into web service, where you can call in request and respond mode, or you can do it as a batch processing. So based on this, this iterative nature is for each step, typically we iterate until we get satisfactory results. So based on this fact, we are, for this template, for design of the template, we are presenting this template as a multi-step template. Each step contains a separate experiment. For example, the data processing itself will be contained in one experiment. The feature engineering will be in one experiment. Training evaluation will be another, and deployment in the do another experiment. So basically, currently these are very well documented. For each step, we have a clear instructions on how to, what to do, how to adjust the parameters, and how we can utilize the result for the next step. Currently, this structure is not ideal. We are constantly working on a better UI to have a better presentation of the templates for the users. So as Ashish mentioned earlier, we have this text classification template, the fraud detection, visual forecasting, and predictive maintenance now in the production. So you can find those templates from the gallery.agileml.net. By searching these keywords, you will see the multiple steps consist of this template. So we are constantly building new templates in the meanwhile. So for example, in the pipeline, we have customer chain, and we also identifying opportunities for other templates to basically represent together these templates and present to the user, so that you, when you deal with this type of problem, you have something you can start with instead of starting from scratch. Given that, I will transfer that to Mohammed.
Yeah, hello everybody. It is my pleasure to introduce the text classification template provided by Azure Machine Learning to you today. So I will start with a very short introduction to text classification, followed by showing the text classification template, showing the different steps of the template, and I will end with a live demo showing how you can publish the web service into Azure Marketplace and start to boot it into production. For automatic text classification, which is also known as text tagging or text categorization, it is part from general domain, which is text analytics and text mining. Its goal is to assign a piece of text to one or more categories. So the assumption is that the user has a predefined set of categories known in advance, and the task is to learn a machine learning model how to automatically recognize any new piece of text and get the correct category to this piece of text. This piece of text could be a document, a news article, search query, an email, a tweet, a Facebook message, support tickets, user product reviews. So template is very generic, so it can be used to classify any sort of text, any type of text that are unformatted, unstructured. As part of Azure Machine Learning offering, Microsoft provides a template to help data scientists and developers easy build and deploy a text analytics solution. Different applications that can be implemented or developed using Azure Machine Learning template include categorization of news articles, organizing web pages into hierarchical categories, email spam filtering, sentiment analysis, and actually we will use sentiment analysis as a use case in the documentation when we introduce the template. Search query user intent prediction, support ticket, team routing, customer feedback analysis. This is just examples of the applications of this template, but it is very generic that it can be used for any text classification task, whether you have two categories or hundreds of categories. Yeah, usually for this type of text, when we talk about user feedback, product reviews, or queries or tweets, we can imagine how noisy is this text, including a lot of typo errors, a lot of mistakes, a lot of non-English letters. So the most important step before we start building this classification system is text pre-processing, which include normalization, language detection, stop word removal, special character removal, removal of numbers, emails, URLs. So different steps for filtering and cleaning the text before we start. And the template actually provides you with all of these options. So the user has the option to select which of them to use as a filtering step before start the training or building of the system. For feature extraction also, in order to get numeric features out of this noisy text, we have a feature extraction step. We have different type of features that we can get out of text that are actually supported by our template, including back of word, which we call it unigrams. So you just assume that each word is a feature. You assume that features or words are totally independent. You didn't take into consideration the context of the text. And this approach actually is very successful in a lot of applications. A more complicated approach is to take into consideration the context of each word, which is usually called n-grams features, like bigrams, where you, when you get the value of a certain word, you take into consideration the previous word, as we see here in the examples. When we say fox, we go and look for the previous word before it, which is brown, and we consider brown fox as a feature. We consider fox jumps as another feature, and so on. Sometimes the context is very important when we try to learn the machine, like the word play, for instance. So a word play has a lot of meanings for it. It depends on the context to say whether it is related to sport domain, for instance, or it is related to arts domain. So we provide you with the both options, and you have the freedom to try both of them and see which of them give you the best model for your problem. Also, afterward, we need to get values. We need to assign values to the words or the features. You have the option to extract the term frequency, or only you need to know whether a certain word exists in your piece of text or not, or you need to downweight stop words. Sometimes there is a lot of common words that will not help us to discriminate between different categories, like when we say the, or and, or when, or which. These words will not help the model to discriminate between sports domain and technology domain, for instance. So we need to lower weight the importance of these words when we train our system. So this is what we call IDF. So also we support this in our template, so you can downweight stop words before you start building the system. Yeah, also we can imagine if we have a feature for each word, you can imagine the vocabulary, the number of words that we have in the English language, for instance. So we may end up with hundreds and thousands of features, which is too much and too hard to use for training, especially that most of these words are useless, not discriminating. So it will not help us in building our system. So also, Azure Machine Learning will provide you with dimensionality reduction modules that help you to reduce the number of features that we will use to build the classifier. So we have filter-based feature selection that is already part of our Azure Machine Learning template. We have wrapper-based feature selection. We have feature hashing, which is based on VobelVabbit hashing modules. VobelVabbit is a very famous machine learning library for machine learning. Also, we have topic modeling. We have LDA. This is another sort of reducing the number of features for building the classification system. Yeah, if you are interested to see or to start to play with the text classification template, kindly go to Azure Machine Learning Gallery and search for text. Then you will find all the steps, all the different steps of the template. And then you can run them one by one, and I will walk you quickly through the different steps during this session. So as a use case, let us assume that Elena works for a retailer company that sells DVDs, software, video games, toys, electronics, and the company shows customer feedbacks at the product level. So the task of Elena is to build a system to automatically analyze feedback and provide the overall sentiment for each product. The goal of this is to help customers who want to understand public opinion before they purchase any product. So Elena already knows about bag of words as a representation for text. Also, she heard about n-gram models as another way to represent text. So the template provides her with a framework to quickly try out different ways for representing text and to choose the best one to build her web service that can be integrated in her system after that. Yeah, this is the general workflow of the template, set of steps. Including data preprocessing, data preparation, sorry, text preprocessing, feature extraction, as I mentioned, training the classification system, evaluation to get the best model to be integrated, then releasing this trained model and deploy it as a web service and integrate it in our final system, whether it is desktop application or web application or mobile phone application, and so on. The first step, sorry. So we start with the reader module, so which allow you to get your data into Azure Machine Learning Studio, so you can read your data either from your local machine using the new button in Azure Machine Learning Studio and select a data set, or you can use the reader module to get the data from web, from a table in Azure SQL database, from Windows Azure table, or from Blob storage or Hive table. After that, we have a project column, so you can select the text column in your data set and the label the categories assigned to each piece of text. Then after that, after we selected the exact two columns that we need from our data set, we can save it. You have two options. Before saving, one step that we can do also is to clean any missing values. If there is any row in our data set that is empty, that doesn't have any text, so it is useless. We can't use it for training, so you can filter them out before we start to save our training data set. At the end, you have two options to save the data. You can add a writer module at the end of this experiment to save your data into Azure SQL database or Azure table or blob storage, or you can click the output port of the project column and select save as dataset and save the dataset directly in your workspace. This is the first step, very simple, just for preparation. The second step, which is very important, which is text preparation, as we mentioned before. And actually, this is a very nice example of how you can integrate custom code in your Azure Machine Learning experiment. Here we use execute R script and use the TMR package to do most of the pre-processing steps. So as you can see here in the script, you have a set of flags where you can decide which of them you need to use. You need to remove numbers or they are important in your case. You need to convert text into lowercase. You have your own stop word list, or you need to use a default stop word list. You need to stem text or not. So you have the freedom to switch, to turn on and off any features based on your needs. After that, also using also R script, you have the option to visualize your data in a form of word cloud. So you can see the word cloud for each class. Even before training, you can see which words are very important for your classification. Even before you start the training, you can get the feeling whether this data can help you to get accurate model or not. And I will show you in the live demo these word clouds for sentiment analysis. The next step, the third step, is feature engineering. As we mentioned, we have the two options. In the first option, we say we need to get n-grams, and we need to get the term frequency of each n-gram in our text. We have in Azure Machine Learning a feature hashing module that that actually has two benefits. First, it can be used for reducing dimensionality because it map a set of words into one feature. Also, it makes the lookup of feature weight faster, because instead of performing string comparison at classification time, it gets the hash value for the new text and go and search for the weight for this hash value. So it makes the classification faster. After we get features and feature values using feature hashing module, also we can do dimensionality reduction. For instance, here we have the filter-based feature selection. And as you can see in the right side, you have the freedom to specify the parameters for the feature selection module. We have a set of scoring methods. This scoring method actually measures the dependency, the correlation between each word and the ground truth. So for each word, for instance, it measures the correlation between it and sports, how they are related. It measures the correlation between each word and the business category and return a score, how they are related. So for example here, by default, we select a chi-squared as a scoring method, but in the studio, you will find other scoring methods that can help you to reduce the number of features. Also, you will select the number of features that you need, because after we assign score for each word, we sort them in descending order. Then you have the freedom to say, okay, return to me the top 5K most relevant features, the top 5K most discriminating features that I will use to build my model. as a parallel path for any grams, we have, as we mentioned, you can use the bag of word as word representation way. So for each word, we calculate term frequency multiplied by inverse document frequency, as we mentioned, to reduce the weight of stop words. Also, here we have execute R script module that performs this step. After that, again, we can use the filter-based feature selection to reduce the number of features, as we have done in the previous step. So now you have two parallel paths for the feature engineering, because we don't know in advance which feature type is the best for our task. So we should try both options, evaluate the performance of them, then select the best based on our evaluation metrics. This will lead us to the next step. We are ready. So as we said, at each step, you should save your data at the end by either adding a writer module to save the data into Azure Prob Storage or any other database, or just save them as dataset in your workspace. And the output of each step will be the input of the next step. For demonstration here, as you see, we have reader module. We have a sample from a publicly available sentiment analysis dataset that are shared in a public Azure Blob Storage just for illustration. But in your case, when you start to use a template, you can edit this reader module and add your credential to read your own dataset. So the output of the previous step is the input to this step. Here, you have the freedom. It depends on your task. You can use either a binary class machine learning algorithms like two-class logistic regression or support vector machines or posted decision trees. If your task has multiple categories, more than two, you can select one of the multi-class machine learning algorithms like one versus all or multi-class logistic regression or multi-class decision forest. After you decide which machine learning algorithm to use, we have also a very powerful option, which is sweep parameters module, because each of these model has their own parameters. We can't know in advance which value for these parameters is the optimal for your dataset. So using sweep parameters module will allow you to automatically evaluate the different values for the parameters and return to you the optimal value for each of the underlying parameters of your learning algorithm. Like decision forest, for instance, which is a set of trees. We don't know the number of nodes in each node of the tree, the number of examples in each node of the tree, the depth of the tree, and whatsoever. So all of that will be done, I would say, under the hood without spending a lot of time doing that. Automatically will be done. And for the sweep parameter module, when you check the right output port, you will find the best model for your given data set. Also, we have here, as you can see, we have a split module. So we can split our data into three parts, as you can see here, training set, evaluation set, or test set, and development set. We will use a training set to build our model. We can use a development set for parameter sweep. We can use the test set, which is totally unseen, to evaluate generalization ability of our model, how our model will evaluate or will work on unseen data. As you can see, we have two parallel paths, the right and the left, one for the n-gram features and one for the unigrams features. After that, we end up with two trained models. So we need to evaluate. We need to compare between them to get the best. So using the evaluate module, we can attach the output, the results of prediction of the two models on the test set For fair comparison, we use the same test set for evaluation, but with different feature types. And using Azure Machine Learning template, you can have a number of performance evaluation metrics, as you can see here, that makes it very easy for you to decide whether you are satisfied with the trained model or you need to return back to add more training data or to add more features to improve the quality of your classification system. We have the ROC curve, we have the precision recall curve, we have the lift curve, and also here you can play with the threshold and see how this will impact the precision and recall of your trained model. Okay, so after evaluation, we evaluated these two feature types. We end up with the best model. So now we are ready to deploy this model as a web service. So we can put it later into production, or we can start to monetize this web service by adding it into Azure Marketplace. So here we build another experiment, which we call the scoring experiment, which includes actually all of the previous step. It includes the text pre-processing step, feature extraction step, in that case, feature hashing. And the only difference here, we will not train the model again. We already trained the model. What we need to do is, after we finish training, go to the output port of the sweep parameter and right click and say save trained model to save the trained model in your workspace. Then in the scoring experiment here, as you can see here, the left board of the score model module, we load the trained model. So we save in the previous step and we load the trained model in the scoring experiment and attach it to score model module. And for the right port, we attach the extracted features from the new piece of text. So think about it, this will be the pipeline when you get a new piece of text that is new, we didn't use it before during the training. So at the end, we expect to get the prediction for our input text, the score, whether it is a business class or a sports class or whatsoever. Then we have two types for web services. The first one is request response service, where you can provide it with just a single piece of text and get the response for your input. We have the batch execution mode, where you can provide it with a batch of text. Sorry, not only a single piece of text, but we would say hundreds or thousands of tweets at the same time, and we need to get the prediction for this bunch of tweets. This is the same if we decided to deploy a model from, to get a service from the Unigram TF-IDF trained model. As we said, it depends on the performance of the two models. After you click publish web service, so you run the your experiment, scoring experiment, and publish web service, you will get this web service page. You will have the API key that should be used to call your web service. You have the freedom to call your web service from C# code or Python or R. What you need is to use this API key. And also from this page, you can get a sample code on how you can call the web service. So it is very easy, very simple. In less than 1 minute, you can have your trained model published as a web service. So let us go quickly for the demo. Sorry. So here how we will start. We will go to Azure Machine Learning Gallery, search for text. Then you will get as a search results, the different experiments of the template. As you can see here, we have step one in the template, then step two, step 3A and 3B for n-grams and for unigrams experiments, step four for training, and step five. Then you should go and open them. Then here you will find a very rich documentation for the template describing the different steps of the template. Also, you will have the option here at the right hand side. You will find open InStudio button where you can start to integrate or to copy this experiment on your own workspace. So I clicked here. It will ask you if you need to copy the experiment from gallery. Then you have the option to select which workspace if you have multiple workspaces. So once you have the experiment copied in your workspace, you can go and directly follow the steps that we mentioned. Here is the reader. As we mentioned here, you can select the source for your data. You have here different options from Azure Table or Azure Blob Storage or another place, the format of your input data. After you are satisfied, then you can press the run button to start to run your experiment. Then, for sake of time, I need to show you the output of this experiment very quickly. So here we can see you have the option to visualize your data first before you start doing anything. Here is the input data that I mentioned. We have tweets and you have the label for each tweet. Let us go quickly for the text pre-processing step. Also here, this is the input of the next step, which is the output of the previous step, the two columns. Here is the R code, as we mentioned before. You have the option also here, you can find another reader module, so you can upload your own stop word list as input. Here is the draw word cloud module. Here you can find the word cloud for the positive sentiment tweets. And here you can find the word cloud for the negative sentiment tweets. So you can see the size of the word actually presents the weight of this word in prediction later. So before we start building the model, we can see the impact and the weight of each word. We have here love, like, great, good, will, hope. For the negative side, we have sad, hurt, sorry, stuck, and so on, and hate and bad. So this gives us an idea about the quality of our training data even before we start training. Then when you go and start to train the model, this, as we mentioned before, we have the two paths. I would like to show you only, you have the option to see the parameters of each word in your trained model. If we visualize the output, in that case, we decided to build or to train a logistic regression binary classifier. So here, after training, you can see the weights assigned to each word, and actually they are sorted by importance. So you can see actually very meaningful. The word sad, sick, poor, cry, hate, all of them has a very high weight with negative sign, which makes sense in the case of sentiment classification. While the word love, for instance, has a positive high weight, the word welcome has high weight, happy, smile, and so on. So actually, this would help you to do, I would say, quick evaluation for your trained model, whether it makes sense for you or not. Then also after that, we can see the output of evaluation of the two trained model. As we mentioned before, the blue one is the n-gram model. The red one is the unigram TF-IDF model. You can see here precision and recall. You can play with classification threshold and see the impact of that on precision and recall. Then you can decide from that which model is the best for you based on your evaluation target. Are you looking for precision? Are you prefer higher recall or higher precision for your task? After that, we go for the last step to publish the web service. So first we have the scoring experiment. We build the scoring experiment. This is very, very simple. It includes all the steps required for a classification, and you can find the input nodes to represent the input of the web service and the output nodes to represent the output of the web service. And you can, after you finish and train this, you will be able to publish as you can see here at the bottom. After you run the experiment, from here you will find here publish web service. So you publish it as web service, then you will be directed to the web service page. Here what you will get, then you will find the two options. You will find the RRS and you can find the batch execution. And if you click here, you will find sample code to show you how to call the web service from C# code or Python code or R code. All what you need is just to copy and paste your ABI key here, and you will be ready to consume your web service and your trained model. For instance, you can monetize your web service, so you can put it into Azure Marketplace to get money out of your web service. So for instance, for this sentiment analysis model, we already integrate it into Azure Marketplace. If you search for text analytics, you can find this sentiment analysis application. So you have a number of free transactions per month. If you need more, you should pay for it. Also, we have interactive demo here that can help you even to evaluate the web service first. Yeah, you can evaluate the web service even before you start to pay for it. Let us take an example and say the movie was boring, for instance. Yeah, here also in addition to sentiment, we have integrated a key phrase extractor that run on the input text. Here the sentiment score is only 13%, which means that it is negative sentiment around the movie, which is correct in that case. If I would say, for instance, I like apples. Yeah, here you can see a very high sentiment, about 88%. So it is positive sentiment toward apples. Yeah, so this should end my demo. Thank you very much. And now I direct the speech to Ashish. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mohammed and Shinwei, for a great session. Before we jump on to the Q&A, we have a small announcement to make today. We've seen that in almost all the sessions, we kind of get a lot of questions and overwhelming response, but we are not able to answer all the questions in the limited time that we have. So what we're going to do is we are going to do a follow-up session, and I'll be sharing the details of those. So this follow-up session, we are thinking we'll do it in a week's time than the webinar. So the audience will get some time to absorb the content, be able to try out things, and be able to ask questions. We're going to host these office hour sessions on Twitter. So the first office hour would be on May 6th. We'll request Shinwen Muhammad to come again and spend some time with us. They will be answering the questions on Twitter. We'll be using the hashtag Azure ML. Please follow the ML at MSFT Twitter handle for more information. During the couple of days, we'll share more information about this office hour on Twitter. So this is a follow-up of today's webinar. In future, when we do again webinars, we'll have such similar follow-up sessions. Let me go over to the Q&A, grab some questions. So the first one is from Sridhar, and Mohammed, it's for you basically. It's asking that can we recognize handwriting or signatures using this?
yeah, so in that case, I assume that you have optical character recognition. Because I assume that the input for you will be an image, not a text.
Yes, actually, also we do have samples for, we do have sample experiments for letter recognition or digit recognition in the machine learning gallery, and so you can check that out. So basically, the image was represented as a vectors. Each, you know, basically each image pixel. Its green values are represented with the
entire image case,
one row.
You will have a feature extractor. Yeah, to get a numeric feature from the image. Yeah.
Right. It is using the it is also using the neural networks, the deep nets as well. So I really encourage you to check that out. It is using the MNIST dataset. So that most people use.
Okay, thanks. The next question is from Hay. He's asking, does Azure ML support Arabic?
Yeah, I would say the only difference will be is the text pre-processing step. For all the steps that I have shown in the template, they are language independent. The only difference is the text pre-processing step. So in that case, you can even use your own custom code for Arabic. So you need your own, for instance, storyboard list for Arabic. You need stammer for Arabic. So either you can bring and use it as R, or even we also support Python. If you would like to use Python code for text pre-processing, you can add it as execute Python script, and it will work, and it will be integrated very easy.
Thanks. James has a couple of questions, in fact, around VopalRabbit. He's saying VopalRabbit LDA would really like to know how to implement this, and then he's also asking if you could use VopalRabbit for topic modeling to identify features from text to a different dimension of features.
Yes, so actually we have LDA module in Azure Machine Learning, and we will integrate it into the template very soon as part of the feature extraction step. Yeah, definitely. Topic modeling is very important, and sometimes it outperforms word-based classification. So it will be part of the template very soon.
Thanks, Mohammed. Next question is from Chris. He's asking, does text content have to be columnar format, or can we provide a collection of individual documents as samples? If so, how do we specify the category? Is there a max size to the content for each sample?
What we would need is to put each document into a single line. So we need a sample pre-processing step. So try to reshape each document into a single line. So each row in the data set should represent one document. Then after that, as I mentioned, so we have text column, each row in the column represent one document, and we have labels column. So try to assign category for each document. This part actually is a manual task that should be done in advance before you start building a machine learning model. You need to manually annotate the training examples. So you can do it yourself, or you can use crowdsourcing, like Amazon Mechanical Torque, for instance, to label each document. So you need somebody to read each document and say whether it is sports or business or technology or whatever set of categories that you intend to use for your learned model.
Thanks, Mohammed. Jay is asking, is there a recommendation on the size of n-grams to use for text analysis? Example, should we try bigram or trigram, etc.?
Yeah, from my experiment, I would say unigrams plus bigrams covers most of the cases. Because sometimes, even if you extract trigrams at training, it is too hard to find the same trigram on unseen data. But again, you have this option. The feature hashing module supports this. You can define this as an input parameter. I advise you to try different number of n-grams and evaluate the performance. As you have seen here, we have score model module, we have evaluate model module. So try unigrams alone, try unigrams bigrams, try uni plus pi plus try, and let us see the evaluation metric, and based on that you will decide which of them is the best.
Thanks. James is asking, can you have overlapping classes when classifying? Given an item might have several classifications.
Yeah. So, yeah, this actually we call it in machine learning multi-label learning, and it is frequently occur in text. So, in that case, so yeah, we have one against all, as I have shown. We have one against all module. So in that case, we build a model for each case. And at classification time, the experiment will return to you all most confident categories for your case. So it's okay if you have multiple labels assigned to your document. It's okay. We can take care of that. But if they are overlapping, this would be a problem. Because this will cause a confusion, you know, if they are overlapping, you will still need to depend on probability, on confidence score, to say whether I will take the first category or the second. If one of them is, I would say, subset of the others, if we say we have a sports category and we have football category, for instance. So one is subset of the other, so I advise you to build a hierarchy. So you would build a classifier at the first level, which is sport and business and technology. Then at the second level, you can build a sports model to discriminate between, I would say, football and soccer and tennis and whatsoever. And still using Azure ML, using the template, you can do that. Build a hierarchy of models.
Thanks, Mohammed. I'll take a few more questions. Question says, can you please describe how this example can be leveraged for actually categorizing text into one or multiple categories or topics rather than doing sentiment analysis?
Yeah, so actually this sentiment analysis is just a use case to, I would say, attractive data set to show the template. But the template is very generic. So go and feel free to upload any data set for any number of categories. it is not, let's say, specific for certain application. It works on any type of text, any number of categories. All what you need, as I mentioned, in the training step, please go and replace the two-class learning algorithm with one of our state-of-the-art multi-class learners. We support a large number of state-of-the-art multi-class learners that would help you to discriminate between different number of categories. So it is not specific to sentiment.
Kenny is asking, how do you incorporate user feedback to improve model's performance?
Yeah, so this is iterative process. Also, we have demonstrated here how we can publish web service from scoring experiment. But Azure ML also supports the option to publish a retraining web service. So from the training experiment that trains a model, you can publish web service from it. So you can start with a certain model, put it into production, get feedback from users, which means that you will have a new training examples. You can call the retraining web service with the new data, retrain the model, evaluate the performance, compare between the new model and the old one. If you are satisfied with the new, integrate it into production, collect a new feedback from the customer, and so on. So still, we can automate this process. You have a scoring experiment for scoring, and you have retraining experiment. You can use it every time you have a new user feedback.
Right, it's a kind of related question, but can we run all the steps on a new data set every night automatically, so my model is always updated?
Yes, yes. This what I'm saying, exactly the same answer as before. So yeah, you can schedule. We have Azure Scheduler, so you can schedule to call a certain web service in a daily basis or weekly basis. So
right, if you use Azure Scheduler, you can also use the Azure Data Factory. That also has the functionality for you to call it periodically, also move your data periodically to Azure for scoring.
Yeah, in that case, you will call batch execution web service. These are for scoring. If you have new data every day, just you need to score them, or you have new training data that you need to update the model with them.
Thanks again, Mohammed and Shinwe. We're almost at the hour now. And thanks everybody for joining today. We were not able to answer a lot of questions. So feel free to join us next week. Shinwe and Mohammed will again be there on May 6th and answer more questions on the topic on Twitter. Follow us on ML at MSFT Twitter handle and use hashtag AzureML to ask questions on May 6th. Thanks for joining today. That's all from us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.